I guess it was close to 200 state cattle leaders there from across the country. We had Jimmy Holloman, our past president, Woody Clark, president, and Jim Akin, our president-elect, and Donna Jo Curtis was there the first of the week because she is now representing the Federation from the Southeast on the NCBA Exec Committee, but had a very good meeting.
I realize there's a lot of topics. You can stand up here all day long and talk about them, but I realize EPA is one major issue that NCBA has really been working on as of recent.
Yeah, and after meeting with Senator Sessions and Roby, they couldn't believe that EPA Administrator Gina McCarty she spoke to us in person. You know, she really sounded like our friend. EPA and the Corps of Engineers has got a proposal on the table, as you know, under the Clean Water Act to take the word navigable out of their jurisdiction, which means they would be able to control ditches that run into ditches that run into ditches that run into navigable waters. So the only good news I know is our congressional folks are on our side on this issue, very, very adamant about that. And administrators said that they were going to have a comment period, and it was going to probably be 90 days, and they really wanted comments, and her goal was to clarify the definition of waters of the United States. So we're going to have to get real active on that, both here in the state and NCBA. But that's just another one of those things that this administration, through EPA, is doing that will impact farming and small business if we can't resist that.
Other issues that really come to mind that were some of the top ones talked last week?
Well, trade is always a topic. I know President Clark got to go. We broke up and went to different agencies that had relative issues. And, you know, the cattlemen have always supported open markets and a level playing field, science-based agreements. And that in the political world of trade is hard to do. A concern is an agreement that Japan and Australia is working on outside of the normal Eastern trade bloc. And with President Obama going to Japan next month, we're kind of anxious about what he might agree to. But I guess the biggest topic of discussion, and Jimmy Holloman is on the Animal Health Committee, but APHIS and USDA has a proposal on the table to allow chilled or frozen beef from Brazil to come into this country. And we don't get anything other than cooked beef from Brazil because they still have foot and mouth disease in a lot of that country down there. And we're concerned that APHIS has not done a thorough job to make sure their protocol would keep the foot and mouth disease out of the United States, because that could be devastating. In addition, the dietary guidelines, the administration has a proposal to put a cap on the amount of meat under their proposed new dietary guidelines, and, you know, that impacts the school lunch program, so we are trying to get them to use science and nutrition rather than their whim on what is good or bad food. And so that was an area of discussion. We had the best visits I think we've had with our folks. We kind of caught them at the right time, and it was not as many votes being taken in the House and Senate. We spent, I guess, an hour with Senator Shelby one-on-one in his office, and about that same amount of time with Senator Sessions, and had good visits with House members Roby and Rogers, Adaholt, and Bacchus. So I think it was a very productive trip.
But this is a good example, Billy. You know, we've talked about it before. This is part of their membership. They have folks that are representing them from the state on a national basis like this.
Yeah, you can't underestimate the impact of this meeting. I know, you know, we wear cowboy hats and boots, other than going through security and taking your boots off about 20 times, but have a big reception for the congressional staff, and just to get and walk the halls of Congress is extremely important, and it's no different than here in Alabama. Your membership in the National Cattlemen and membership in the Alabama Cattlemen is the funding for the legislative arm. Checkoff dollars cannot be used for political activities, so membership is critical if we're going to be able to do the job we need to do. I know one thing, Randall, that's pretty apparent. The number of people, the number of different groups, the number of lobbyists representing different groups in D.C. is just mind-boggling. And a lot of them would be kind of our friends, like this Clean Water Act proposal. Ducks Unlimited think it's great, you know, to be able to have a Corps of Engineers control water all the way up to your cattle pond, and they've got a huge membership. So if the cattle folks want to be represented in Washington, they need to join the national and state organizations.